to Nachiyami. Today we're going to be learning Mizmor Tzadivov. This is the 96th Psalm in the book of Tehillim, and it is well known to us because we say it in our davening on Friday nights. This Mizmor is about how the entire world praises Hashem. Let's take a look at it quickly. It is 13 psukim long in terms of length, and structurally it's divided into four generalized sections, although it's really one major theme. And the first three psukim, Aleph to Gimel, are a call to sing to Hashem, Shir Hashem, Shir Chadosh, sing a new song, Shir Hashem Kol Aretz, let the whole world sing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a number of repetitions there. The next section is Dalet to Vov, where in these next three psukim, it describes the power and the might of Hashem. Ki Gola Hashem Mulom Mo'od Narahu Al Kola Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powerful and more mighty than any other force in the world. The next third section is Zion to Yud, which is the next three psukim, in which it's a call to the nations to fear Hashem. Havu LaHashem Mishpachoy Samim. Render unto God, give Him praise. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise, all the nations of the world. And finally, the last three psukim, which are Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, the last three, 11 to 13, are where there's a call to the natural world around us, Yismuchu HaShamayim V'Sogel HaAretz, that the heavens and the earth praise and be in a joy for Hashem. Now, in terms of looking at this, just in terms of structure, there happens to be a number of patterns of threes. So, for instance, in the first two psukim, there's three calls to sing. Shir Hashem Shir Chadosh, Shir Hashem Kol Aretz, Shir Hashem Baruch Hu Shmoi. In the third section, there are three calls to pay homage to Hashem. Havu LaHashem Mishpachoy Samim, Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz, Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemoy. So there's a number of beautiful poetic parallels to be found in the groups of three in this Mizmor. In terms of the content and themes, the main theme is this is a call to everything to sing praise to Hashem. Including that everything is all the nations of the world, which is in Pasuk Zayin, Havu LaHashem Mishpachoy Samim. The families of nations render homage to Hashem. And then there's a call to all of nature, every aspect of this world, whether it be the fields, the forests, everything is praising Hashem. There is the theme of the universal versus the particular, and that is as opposed to in the previous Mizmor, where in Pasuk Zion we described Ki hu Elokeinu v'anachnu am marisoi v'tzon yodoi, He is our God and we are His people, we are His flocks. In this Mizmor, in Pasuk Zion, the focus is on the nations of the world. Havu LaHashem Mishpachoy Samim, Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz. Let the families of nations give praise to Hashem. It's much more universalistic. And in that point, there is a question: is who are these nations, and when this is happening? The Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, suggests it could be referring to individuals among the nations who recognize Hashem and come from time to time to the Beis Hamikdash to pay homage, like Shlomo HaMelech talks about when he dedicated the Beis Hamikdash in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. Or it could be talking about the future, where all the nations, not just individuals, where all the nations will come and pay homage and realize that Hashem is the Almighty, Hashem is the power above all powers in this world. There's also a call to nature in this Mizmor, and that is where we call Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Sogel HaAretz, that the heavens and the earth should rejoice. And there's a few possibilities as to when this can happen. This could be describing the past, the creation of the universe, where Hashem brought everything into being ex nihilo. It could also be the present, where we are not talking about creation, but rather providence, where Hashem is in our lives at every living moment. Or it could be about the future, that when Hashem will rule over the earth, and everything will be known, and everybody will see Hashem's power, that's when nature will reflect Hashem. So there's a possibility of three different dimensions, or three different tenses in time. It's worthwhile noticing that this Mizmor is parallel to a number of other Mizmorim in Tehillim. So most poignantly, this is parallel to Mizmor Choftes, the 29th Mizmor in Tehillim, which is actually said also on a Friday night, where the parallel, it starts off over there in Mizmor Choftes, is Mizmor LaDavid, Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim, Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz, Havu LaHashem Kavod Shmoy, Hishtach Havu LaHashem Bahadras Kodesh, is almost word for word what we have from our Pasuk Zion to Pasuk Tes, with one difference is that there it's Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim, the sons of the mighty give kavod, give honor to Hashem, whereas in our case it's Mishpachoy Samim, Havu LaHashem Mishpachoy Samim, let the families of nations praise Hashem. So worthwhile looking at that. There's also other parallels. The end of our Mizmor is similar to the end of Mizmor Tzadi Ches 98, and there are other parallels to Mizmor I Am Pei Tes 89 as well. So a lot of interesting, fascinating poetic parallels and thematic parallels. In terms of events behind this mizmor, what is behind this mizmor? So it could be on a most basic sense that this is said at a public gathering. It's meant to be said at a public gathering, much like the previous mizmor. The previous mizmor, Tzadi Hei, was when it sounded like people were making their way up to Rabbis, to the Beis HaMikdash, where they would pay homage to Hashem, and this is what's being called upon them. That's one option, and it could be after the rebuke which is given at the end of the previous Mizmor Tzadi Hei, that's when there's a call to sing a new song to Hashem. However, it is worthwhile noticing, if you read Dirayamim Aleph, Perek Tes Zion, from Psukim Chof Gimel to Lamed Gimel, there is almost identically this mizmor appears there. And there it appears in the context of where David HaMelech is able to bring the Aron, the Ark, into Yerushalayim. At this point in time, there is no Migdash, but he has brought the Ark up, and his first attempt was not successful. In fact, somebody died. Uzzah died when trying to bring the Aron up to Yerushalayim. It was left in the base, in the house of Beis Edom HaGitzi, and it was finally, after 3 months of there being tremendous success in his house, to Yerushalayim, finally, and this is accompanied with great rejoicing, and Asaph, who's the head of the Levium at this point in time, is the one who does sing the song to Hashem. There are a few noticeable differences, and one is that it's missing the first pasuk of what we have, which is Shirah Hashem, Shir Chadash. Nonetheless, just a fascinating background. That sounds like where this first appeared. It's also worthwhile noticing that the Radak and Rashi all talk about this being the Mizmor, talk about the future redemption, where Hashem will rule over this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be imminent and clear to the entire world. The places in our davening that this Mizmor appears, it is the second of the six paragraphs of Tehillim, which are put before Lech HaDodi on a Friday night. So it is on the same theme we learned about last time, where it is proclaiming the Malchus of Hashem in the world, and this is the second of that set. It is worthwhile noticing as well that many of the themes in this Mizmor are reflective of the Rosh Hashanah davening, certainly in Malchuyos, where Hashem will rule over the earth, where the nations, where nature will all pay homage and respect the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty. In terms of Psukim in the spotlight, one just quick thing to think about, which is an unusual statement, is this Mizmor starts off with something which is new. Shiru la Hashem, Shiru Chadash. Sing to Hashem a new song. A new song? What's wrong with an old song? So, why is it new? So the Radak says on a very basic level, well, it's very clear that why this is new, because it was sung originally when David HaMelech brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. That was version A. But version B was when it became popularized, so to speak, where it was sold to the consumer market, where every individual could use this mizmor. That's why it's called a Shir Chadash, and that's why that line was not in the original song in Direi Hayomim. That's the way Radak looks at it. It's a transformation of that initial platform. The Malbim says no. The Chadash is a very simple idea. He says, if people make a mistake, there are some people who say, you know, God may have created the world, but he left it behind. You know, he went fishing, he had other things to do afterwards. And if you think about that way, he gives an example of, let's say, a clockmaker. A clockmaker makes an amazing clock, and then he sets it into motion. And if it is a sound clock, it relies on mechanics, it'll really go ad infinitum. And the cogs will work, it'll work on oil. Today we can certainly have sources of power coming from the outside. And you look at this and you say, wow, this is a self-made clock. We agree that there was a creator, but now at this point in time, it's going by itself. So he says the world does not operate like that. Hashem doesn't make the world and go somewhere else. Hashem is constantly and consistently involved in the world, and then we call that Hashkacha, providence. Which means to say, when we're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this song, we're not just recognizing creation, which was. That's a Shir Yashan. That's an old song. We're taught Shir Chadash, which is to see the renewed, the new everyday song, which is ultimately seeing Hashem in our lives. The third and last perspective over here today for us is the Chida. He says that, in fact, the word Chadash is in the word Gematria of the Yud-based Seirufei Havayos, which means to say, the 12 permutations of vowelization of the name of Hashem, Hashem Havaya. If you look some of the oldest Sidurim on a Rosh Chodesh, you'll see in the Musaf that when we say there's 12 blessings, we ask for the 12 months of the year. The bottom page, they have this the names of Hashem, the Shem Havaya, the Yud Hey, and then the Vav and the Hey. And on it, they have different vowels, different ways to vowelize those names. This was called the Yud-based Serufei Shemois, the 12 permutations of the name of Hashem. and they reflect each of the months. And therefore, what we're saying over here is Shir Chadash, we're singing to the total expression of Hashem within this finite world, within the 12 different domains of time, which we call months. That's what the Shir Chadash is. It gives a much bigger perspective of this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.